there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Bula! And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bula being the official greeting of the Fijian people. Now, you know this if you've listened the last couple weeks, because our broadcast has originated from the Fijian Islands. And man, what a trip it was. I got to tell you, there's a lot more I need to share with you today, and we're going to get into that in a little bit on today's show. However, we are back in the studio. Bill, the producer, with me, and giving me that stink eye look that he normally does when I come back from paradise.
Screw ya!
Thank you.
That's
the Scuba Radio greeting we get back when I travel back from paradise. That's a typical way we are greeted here when we get back home.
Screw ya!
Okay, well, yeah. That's not how it is in Fiji. That's bula. Bula. It's like aloha, you know, that type of thing. But I learned a few words in Fijian, and I'll try to share. Well, actually, I don't really remember any of them other than that, now that I think about it, after drinking too much kava and that kind of stuff. So I am a bit jet-lagged, because it's basically...
You came in last Sunday.
It was actually Monday. I came in Monday. So it's been 5 days, but I'm still a little upside down. I'm having trouble sleeping at night. And like right now in Fiji, it's like tomorrow plus.
Is it because you're not sleeping with single Scott? Is that what it is?
That could be it. The fact that there's a picture floating of me somewhere out on the web wearing a skirt under a rainbow is kind of scary. But yeah, it's a sula. That's what they call these wraps. And, single Scott and myself were sharing a beret.
Beret?
Yeah.
You both had the same hat on? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Hat. It's not what a beret. What, is that what it's called? You know what
Screw
I'm
saying.
Screw ya! No, Bill. Come on. Help me out here.
What are you talking about?
It's a hut. Okay, we'll just go with
okay.
A hut. Yeah. Nick is going to help me out here.
Hut.
We got some people in from Divers Alert Network I'm going to introduce in just a bit. He knows all about this stuff.
Until then, he'll just know stuff and throw it in.
Yes, exactly.
He was like your tour guide in Fiji.
Yeah, no, well, they're here in the studio to basically help me through my jet lag today. They're my backup plan, Christine and Nick from Divers Alert Network. Let's just introduce them now.
Yeah, let's
Since
do
you
that.
Totally derailed me there, Bill. Come on.
I asked you a question and you didn't know the answer.
Don't ask me any questions. Jeez. But yeah, I was wearing a skirt in Fiji. What are you going to do? And when that happens, you pretty much have to bring in your friends from Divers Alert Network to get your back, right?
One of those one in Fiji kind of things.
Yes. Now, Nick, introduce yourself.
What happens in Fiji stays on the internet.
He has been on Scuba Radio before. But this is your first time in the studio, so identify your new position. Well, it's new for our listeners.
He's seated.
I'm seated. Yes.
Okay,
I'm,
all right.
I'm in a seated position within the studio.
Yes. That's better than other positions, but that's for another show altogether.
This is a family show. I am the new chief medical officer of the Divers Alert Network.
That's right. So,
can we call you Bones?
It's not bad. I'll take that.
All right. Yeah. Bones is here.
And of course, we have our partner in crime here, Christine McTaggart. She's a director of marketing for Divers Alert Network. How are you, Christine?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
She's standing.
Great.
Because we're the most chivalrous show on radio. We make the woman stand.
I think it's safe to say chivalry is dead. Although, speaking of which, I'm not sure I can get behind this whole Colin, Nick, Bones thing. Isn't Bones the... person on TV that investigates dead people?
No, that's the name of the show.
See, Bones. She's too young for this stuff.
Yeah, this is Star Trek.
I'm a doctor, not an escalator.
Okay. All right, see, that works
that's
better because I was just going to make the point that we try and avoid that outcome.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Well, no. Good point.
Now, she's a forensic anthropologist on the TV show Bones, but we're talking
that's
about
the, fancy term.
The medical doctor
on Star Trek.
On Star Trek. So who doesn't like to be teletransported?
So, Christine,
scrambles your molecules.
What is the proper medical procedure from Divers Alert Network's perspective to take if I, like, fall over, you know, from jet lag? I mean, can I pass out? Can, you know...
Jet lag is a result of going to Fiji?
Yeah.
Turn away in utter disgust. And
screw ya!
Listen to the show.
Wow, you've been talking to these people before the show, obviously, Bill.
Yeah, there we are.
And Mike Reading
Greg,
from Fiji.
Greg, we've talked about this. I mean, really, how much sympathy are you looking for?
It's not really sympathy. It's, I guess it's sympathy, really, actually. But I don't know.
Yeah, if you'd have taken us
I just want an excuse.
If you had taken us with you, we could give you empathy. But no, we can't. It's only sympathy. That's the only thing we have, and there's none left.
No,
sorry.
I'm just sorry. I'm looking for an excuse. If the show stinks today, I can blame it on jet lag, right? There's my
excuse.
He's
blaming it on us.
Well, okay. All right. I'm going to go with that.
Jet lag and kava.
Yes. And have you done the kava thing, Nick?
Banaka Vakalevu.
Yes, which means thank you very much.
Bula.
Three times.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that much.
You missed the clapping piece.
Yeah, you clap. Yeah, you got to
clap. All kinds of fun.
Yeah, you clap first when you drink the bowl of goo, and then you...
then you clap when you've survived.
Exactly.
The mud water.
Clap even more. Yeah. Actually, we did this on the air. For hour one last year.
Yeah, it was the best thing ever.
I don't remember what happened, so you'll have to go back and listen to the archive as well as I. But I did hear that I was feeling a little loopy. But we were recording.
Really? It hardly came across at all.
Really? You couldn't tell any difference, could you, Bill?
No, really, I couldn't.
Yeah, well, I was wearing a dress. What do you want? Did you do the Sula thing, too? The Sulu? You know, that's what they call that rap?
Sulu is the navigator.
Right. Right. Back to the Star Trek thing.
Exactly.
Right. Yes,
thanks,
I did.
Yes. You did? You wore the dress?
Sure. Who doesn't?
Well, I
guess. You go to a Fijian village?
That's what
village.
They told me. I was hoping that wasn't just... I thought I was getting punked.
Right. We're probably back to the screw ya thesis.
Screw ya!
Yes. So you've been to Fiji.
I have.
Christine, obviously, has been to Fiji.
I've been to Secaucus, New Jersey.
Okay. But she's worn a dress.
I hear it's the same thing.
You know what? If you drink kava in Secaucus or Fiji, I'm guessing it still tastes like dirty water. Right. So you know what? It doesn't really matter where you are physically. It's where it puts you in your mind.
Screw ya!
Okay, Bill. I get the joke. He's kicking that dog a little bit too many times. You hear what I'm saying, Nick?
I do.
I know what you're saying, but I'm not going to stop.
So I have this...
You spent 3 freaking weeks telling us about Fiji. I'm going to spend at least 2 hours giving you a greeting back home.
This one spot, we go into Fiji. We flew to a place, Tavuni, the island of Tavuni. A beautiful, unbelievable geography of this. You fly into this little island, and it's just so tropical and lush. And you go to this resort. Called Paradise, and the sign just says "Welcome to Paradise," and it couldn't be any closer to it because you walk into the property and it's, you know, the palm trees, the crystal clear sky, not a cloud in the sky, just perfectly manicured lawns and these little hut type burrays things, you know, that you stay in, and you check in, and one of the ladies there, one of the island villagers, gives you a foot massage. And that's how they welcome you to the resort. That's how you know what our crew thought that our plane had crashed on the way to the island, and that we were actually in paradise, and we had to kind of, because everybody fell asleep on the plane, and they thought, oh, okay, are you sure something didn't happen to us on the way over here? We just don't really know where we're at the moment. That's how good it was. But there was a Sula waiting for me on my bed. And Scott, we were sharing the room.
Is it possible that in Fiji, Greg is a woman's name? And so they were unsure?
They may be thinking that now. I don't know. but there was this thing laying on my bed, and Scott had one too. Now, mine was pink with flowers on it. His was like more manly and red and green and God knows what else. I mean, hey, it was still a skirt. Let's be real. But mine, why was mine pink? I didn't get it. You know?
Well, actually, and I don't know if you know this or not, but You're a summer, and I think pink's really your color.
Really, it highlights my
It does as good
bones.
As it's going to do, really.
Okay.
It's the best you're going to get. You want those bright warm colors, not anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is that there's some pictures out there that I'm not real proud of right now. You know, after a few cups of kava, I actually allowed a picture to be taken, and it was not pretty. It was not pretty, Bill. And Godfrey, you know what? The only thing Scott said, and a couple of the mermaids did say, said, thank God Bill's not here.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
Because I would have stolen your skirt if I didn't
right.
get one.
Exactly. He would have been wearing this
to me,
thing nonstop.
Skirt's a lot of material for me, really, quite honestly. Pants, overrated.
Exactly. But you know, just some of the topside stuff that you can do while on the island. Now, I got to talk, you know, and we covered this on the show last week.
Thanks for bringing up the bottom side stuff, the skirt, before the top side stuff.
Well, you know,
coconut shells?
I just wanted to warn people that there are pictures out there floating around somewhere on Facebook or God knows where else. I won't say which website I'm sure my picture will show up on, but
yes.
Let's just say flashyourrack.com isn't one of them. But when we came back, we had a layover in L.A., okay? And we had a one-day layover. And one of the dive operators, John, there at Paradise, at Dive Tavuni, I got to give a little tip of the hat to,
not a wag of the finger?
Little flash of the Sula. the dude really hooked us up. He really did, because he mentioned this place, or actually we started talking about a place called the Magic Castle. Have you ever heard of this, Nick?
I've been there.
You have been? See,
I grew up in Los Angeles.
Everywhere. Me and Nick are like this. We've done all this stuff together. And so
you've
you
done these things
there.
Separately.
I grew up in Los Angeles.
So okay.
You're so, astonished that he knows anything about this.
Yeah, so the Magic Castle is where all the
awesome spot.
It's like all the highfalutin magicians hang out, mm-hmm. and they perform every night of the week in Hollywood.
Magicians.
But you have to know somebody to get in, right?
And the password.
And the password, yes, exactly.
I'm guessing Kadabra.
That's pretty damn close.
Open Sesame.
Yes,
aha! See? Nicely done.
So
there you
half
go.
Of the equation has been solved for Bill the producer. The other half, well, there's no chance in hell he's getting in.
There's a little owl in the bookcase.
Ah.
You speak right to him.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you say, open Sesame. And I added some things to it, and they wouldn't let me.
I understand.
But then we finally got it right, and we got in. But yeah, but
actually, you do kind of look like a magician.
Which one?
You, Greg.
Oh,
yeah. Well, it's the beard, I think.
Yeah, okay.
You do have a top hat and a cape on.
That mysterious
and
look,
and nothing else.
Yeah. or maybe just a Sula.
A Sula, yeah. That
a
would
top
do
hat,
it.
A cape, and a Sula.
And a, Sula.
That
a wand.
That may be why the open sesame thing
it's
didn't
not a
work
wand,
right away.
Put it away.
The owl was checking me out, wanted to kind of get drink it all in before they let me into the place.
Yes.
But John was nice enough to vouch for us and get us into the Magic Castle. We'll tell you a little bit more about that, because it is something you're going to want to add to your list to do if you're traveling out to Fiji and have a little stop in California on your way back to Florida. You know, that's what we cover. All diving and then some on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dude, an ancient sunken city!
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? Wow! It is! It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta!
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah. Into Inagua, Benefi, into Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama and Walker's Key. So come go with me, come on, to Bimini. Everybody, let me hear ya.
Grab your Sula.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, not that Asian guy from Star Trek. The dress, the wrap, the thing you put on your dining room table. The thing you wrap it around your waist and shake it. Whoa, that's it. Bill, come on now. You're supposed to wear something under that thing. Hey!
Everybody,
E-O, 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 E-O. B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O. All right, welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We have our friends in from Diving Alert Network. We're going to talk to them about some new programs and things they've been keeping busy with at HQ there in North Carolina. But first, the hardest working man in the dive industry, my friend Neil Watson, is on the line. He just got back from Bimini, the big game club. Guy Harvey's new resort has just opened up. And Neil is here to tell us all about it. How you doing, Neil? Welcome.
Hey, buddy. How's everything, man?
Doing good, my friend. Doing my, just dandy. Just doing dandy.
What the heck are you even saying?
I don't know.
He's still jet lagged, man.
Say thank you, Neil.
All right, now, Neil, honestly, five days ago he got off a plane. 5 days ago. How long does jet lag count? I mean, we know.
Well, it depends on what meds you're taking to get over it.
Yeah. And I'm not taking
what
any.
What if it's just rum?
I stopped off at the Magic Castle.
Hey, look, I'm still celebrating Jacques Gusteau's 100th birthday that was yesterday.
Well, okay. Well, I didn't know that. Well, there you
yes,
go.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yesterday, he would have been 100 years old.
How about that? All right. Well, and you were in Bimini celebrating at the Big Game Club, Guy Harvey Resort.
I was. Man, I am so excited about this new project. Guy Harvey and I went over kind of to check it out and see the progress. And, I mean, they have done an amazing job of renovating and redoing it. And I took my buddy Richard Batchelder over that has compressed air company that's doing the compressor, and we're putting a big 25 CFM compressor in there and going to try to get Nitrox over and working on some boats as we speak and kind of shooting for the middle of next month to be operational. We've already got the marina open and 9 of the cottages, and of course the important part is the bar and restaurant.
Exactly, that was the first priority.
That opened first. Yes.
Exactly.
That was first. You know, you build the resort around the bar and the restaurant.
No doubt. And of course, that brought in the boaters. You guys had a kind of like a boating grand opening over Memorial Day. Is that right?
Memorial weekend, we opened the restaurant and marina, restaurant, bar, and marina. And with absolutely no advertising, we sold out and had a wait list for the marina.
Yeah.
We had like 60 boats over there and people begging for space. So the industry's really excited about it opening. I mean, it was the place at one point in time back when Bacardi owned it, and of course we're trying to capture the feel of the Complete Angler, which was the bar in Bimini. Unfortunately, it burned down a couple of years ago, and we had Vicky Brown, that was the wife of the owner of the Complete Angler, over yesterday, and son Ozzy, which kind of grew up with my kids, and they're all excited about it. So it was great. Of course, everybody was just blown away to have Guy Harvey over there. We got a beautiful retail store already open with Guy Harvey merchandise, and he was over there signing shirts and hats and all kind of stuff. So it was a great day, and the weather was beautiful. And the only thing is, I didn't get in the water, but man, it's beautiful over there.
All right, now maybe I've been doing radio for too long, but I'm a little confused by the name of this operation, the Bimini Big Game Club. Why is your place named for the Super Bowl?
Oh, please, Bill.
Really? Yeah, he's been drinking kava.
I misunderstood.
Yeah. What, were you on the trip too and jet lagged?
No, he has no excuse. He has no excuse. Hold on, Neil. I want to find out more about this new. This is really big news for Bimini, and you go and try to derail the whole thing.
Never happens. I never try and derail the conversation.
All right, we'll
ever
find out more about this new place that you can go diving in a matter of weeks. Next, stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Neil Watson is our guest right now. We're talking about the Bimini Big Game Club. You can get information, by the way, with the new Bahamas booking engine, bahamasdiving.com, as they get ready to open up that location for diving here. About the middle of next month, that's the goal right now, Neil, is that right?
That's what we're shooting for, yeah. I mean, we'd love to have something by the 4th of July, but that's kind of pressing it. But certainly by the middle of next month, we'll be operational.
Yeah.
I mean, what's so neat about it? I mean, you leave South Florida. It's literally a 20-minute flight. It's 47 nautical miles, and you go from the hustle bustle of South Florida to this remote 700-foot-wide island, like in the middle of nowhere, with this spectacular diving. I mean, it's I lived on that island for 10 years, and it was just like going back home. I mean, everybody was like, deal, man, we're so happy to see you come back, and it's going to be great. We're really excited about it.
All right, now here's the question I have for you. How long will Greg be jet-lagged from the 20-minute plane flight?
A couple of days. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, he'll
I'll find a way. I'll find a way to recover in the big game club.
I think it's the Calica clock that affects Greg more in the Bahamas than the jet lag.
One of the things that's great about taking a dive trip into Bimini or really just about any place in the Bahamas is that plane flight back. It's not one of these plane flights where you need to be worried about how long ago you dove. Right, most of the time, can't you just get in a plane pretty much out of the water?
Yeah, and stay under 1,000 feet, actually.
Yeah. If you're coming back at a low altitude, there's not a problem. I mean, here again, if you're connecting to Australia or something, or if Greg's leaving back for Fiji from Bimini, you know, there may be an issue.
But for those of us in Florida, it's a short one.
It's funny, we were in the Big Game Club, and there was a article. It was called the Bimini News, and it used to be published by Lester Hemingway, which was Ernest Hemingway's brother that I knew very well and hung with in Bimini in the 70s, and this little newspaper, and there was an article in there written by Les Hemingway's brother, about me training for my underwater distance swim with this grainy old black and white photo. I mean, it was like really cool.
All right, hold on. We'll pick it up after the break.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is Kim, first official booba diver here in the Bahamas on Grand Bahama Island.
Is that legal?
Oh, hell yes.
Also professional merengue instructor, professional bingo caller. We dance, we dive, we drink, we do everything. But what we love to do the most is listen to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight, get down tonight.
You know, those are the kind of people you meet in the Bahamas, and Bimini is a perfect location for that. Neil was just there yesterday at the grand opening, well, getting ready to open up the dive concession for the Bimini Big Game Club. By the way, Neil, what is the official title? Is it the Guy Harvey Big Game Club now?
Well,
or what?
It's It's the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort, Bimini Big Game Club / Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. The plan eventually is to develop a chain of boutique hotels / marinas that will have the Guy Harvey and the Neil Watson, you know, name on it. And Guy's very, very involved in it, as I am, and it's going to be first class and very cool. It's such an honor and pleasure for me to be involved with Guy Harvey. I mean, we've been friends for years, but never in any working relationship. So it should be a lot of fun.
Why'd you have to go and do that, Neil? You had to go and say it's going to be world class all the way, and up until now, I thought there was a chance we'd get invited. But then you go and you say something like that, and when you go world class, when you go first class, that's not the sort of place that Scuba Radio gets to go. At least not twice.
It's Neil Watson world class.
Okay. All right. I understand now. Right. Whew, you're going to sneak us in.
We're in Neil's clique. That's right.
Well, actually, that means I'll be waiting tables.
No. See, we got pictures of Neil that we can blackmail him.
Here we go.
Forces him to allow us to come to places like this.
Are you kidding? I pay to have those pictures published.
Yeah, what am I thinking? Jeez. He just wants copies.
Yeah. Hey, if I could take a second and put my DEMA board member hat on.
Yes, please.
Nice to see you wearing something.
Yeah, that's all I got on is just my DEMA hat.
Okay, all right. TMI.
Try not to visualize that. But you know, just a second on this oil spill. You know, Florida is getting blasted, and it's really, really a shame. The Oriskany, they're diving it today. The conditions are perfect. The water is clear. There's no oil spills. The spearfishing is great, and that's the whole Florida coast. You know, I mean, not to play down the magnitude of this disaster. I mean, it's catastrophic, but it kind of reminds me of the 30 or 40 years I've been involved in the Bahamas. You have a hurricane, a tragic hurricane off of Maya Guana or the southern Bahamas, and it's devastating, and they'll show this disaster and this devastation. But the fact is, in Grand Bahama or Bimini or the northern Bahamas, there's not a cloud in the sky, and the seas are calm. And you know, there's 800 miles of coastline in Florida, and I don't think any of the diving is affected. You know, even if some tar balls wash up on the beach, that's floating and it's not impacting the reef. So, you know, I encourage everybody not to let the media scare them off from getting out and doing some great diving and supporting these destinations, because it's business as usual and the diving is great. As a matter of fact, DEMA has put together a special website that's going to go live Monday, and it's www.gulfstatediving.com. And it's
okay. Well, that's it. We'll pass that along. That sounds good. More coming up.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the Nature Island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta IV also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta IV by Oceanic.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
So here's some advice I wish I would have got when I was your age. Live every week like a shark week.
Now the party don't start till I dive in.
Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins today. We will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow. Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh. Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins today. We will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow with Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that's what some people think.
Really? You know, some things surprise me.
What?
So you're a white guy? Really? Who knew?
Yeah, who would have thunk it? You know, I played that just for our special guest in the studio from Divers Alert Network, Christine McTaggart, and our buddy Nick here, who is the new medical guy in charge.
Chief Medical Officer, a.k.a. Yeah. Bones.
Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not an escalator.
I love it. But I don't know that they did. But I played it for them anyway. So there you go. And I guess all I can say is I'm sorry.
What's not to love?
You know, the other thing you could say is GulfStateDiving.com.
Yes, that is the website that will go live from DEMA to keep everybody up to date on the oil spill from a diver's perspective. You know, Neil did bring up a very good point about that, about the oil when it relates to the reef and that kind of thing, is that, you know, it is floating, right? So if the oil is floating to the surface and creating this oil slick, you know, maybe it is. It's over the reef. I mean, it ain't good any way you look at it, but that might be a... Yeah, little bit of a silver lining when you think about the impact it could have on the reefs and stuff. You're looking at me with that stink eye look again, Bill.
Some of the oil's suspended in the water column.
Oh, we don't know. I'm just saying.
And the reefs are reasonably close to shore, so you have, with a lot of reefs, you got the surf that you have to deal with, and that's going to churn up that oil, too, and it's going to get it... Yeah,
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying there could be some positive parts.
The bottom line
from a diving perspective. That the dive site
it may not
been
be as
yet.
Bad as it could possibly be.
The surfers are screwed, but we don't care about them. We care about the divers and what it how it's going to affect.
I don't
the
think that the Gulf is a huge surf mecca.
Well,
I don't think
be.
It is.
Not anymore. No, I don't.
That was a good point. Not at this point.
But anyway,
period.
Go to that website. Monday,
that website,
Monday.
Which is GulfStateDiving.com.
All right. See, now I might blurt out some erroneous information that just sounds like gibberish, which isn't really out of the ordinary from any other Scuba Radio broadcast. However, this week I have an excuse. Jet lag. Jet lag from being
You're
in Fiji.
Stretching.
Right now,
you
we
are
just checked.
Stretching.
Right now, it is like just before 8 o'clock in the morning in Fiji. So I'm just waking up. I'm groggy. I'm tired.
It was
That's
five
why.
Freaking days ago that you got home. And the day before that, you were in California.
But that's not enough time to get over your body clock jet lag issue, right, Nick? Because he told me that this is the break. What
that's
is the
right.
deal?
Not only is it 7:45, it's 7:45 tomorrow. You
See?
Haven't even reached that day.
That's right. See?
Now, our body clock can adjust about an hour a day or so.
Yeah. So I had 3 weeks to screw it up, and I'll need at least three to get it back.
Now, hold on. Hold on.
What?
Could we just skip a day, though? I mean, does he have to make up all the time from now until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning? Or could he just go from 7 o'clock this morning to 3 o'clock this afternoon? Could he just go forward? Or could he just not be such a pansy? That's all I'm asking.
The pansy factor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
You got to factor that
in? You got to factor in the pansy factor. That is a whole new wild card.
Oh,
that whole
man,
thing.
I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, are you.
Doggone it. But, yeah, but generally, from a medical standpoint, it takes an hour to adjust your body clock every day.
That's okay. About what you can do, about an hour a day.
Yeah, so if you throw it out of whack so far, it's going to take that difference in time by how many days. All right, so I want to say it's like 18 hours, something like that. I'm going to go with that.
And if you're going to the Bahamas from mm-hmm. the east coast of Florida, I mean, east coast of the United States, you can pretty much get over the whole jet lag thing on your drive home from the airport.
However,
that's what you're saying.
Hangover is a totally different problem.
Right. Yes, it is.
And you might have that issue when you go to
That's the rum factor.
Yes, the rum factor.
Not to be confused with the pansy factor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and when you combine the two of those.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, what you get are fruity drinks.
Okay. It's a rum pansy.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Now, we have Nick and Christine in here. Now,
with a cold water shooter.
Nick is, this is his first time in the Scuba Radio studio. We talked to each other at the DEMA show. I think that was the first time we met.
It was, and then in Long Beach.
Yeah, and in Long Beach, right. And but we haven't had you in the studio. We got you in the studio today because
you enjoy our scenic closet.
I do.
Is it nice?
Picturesque.
Yes. And but we brought him in to record some new Divers Alert Network tips. We're going to actually combine forces and create some new little safety tidbits of information to share with our scuba radio listeners. You up for this? You ready?
Can't
Excited?
Wait.
Excited?
Pumped.
I can tell. Look at him. He's bursting with energy right now.
I am so excited to be a part
so
of this.
So much fun. Hi, Dory.
And but
we're just talking to the blue Tang.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, you know, I figured the diving Nemo.
I understand. Thing. Yeah. Welcome to 1998.
Says okay. The guy who threw out the Star Trek.
Yes! No, that's going to leave a mark.
Yes.
I hate to bring this up, but that's 200 years in the future.
Sorry, it apparently says the day Greg's.
We haven't even gotten there yet. Talk about jet lag.
Yeah, really. I think this is the other portion of the show where I'm supposed to say I'm sorry again. Maybe. I don't know. But we do appreciate that you guys are here. I know you have been doing a lot in front of as the new face, the medical guy there for Divers Alert Network.
Bones.
But also behind the scenes, you guys have been working on a lot of new projects, and we got to delve into some of this. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to cover some of the stuff that Dan's been working on lately. Christine's been feverishly working on all kinds of stuff that I'm can't
confused.
Even.
Which one of these guys is Dan?
No, Dan is on our liveaboard trip. Dan Orr is going to be in the Turks and Caicos.
Okay, so neither one of these is Dan. So why are we getting an update on what Dan's doing?
Because they keep Dan on. Oh, man.
You mean Divers Alert Network.
Yes. You're confusing
me. I understand
me,
now. Diver, yeah, like that's difficult.
Yeah. But you can imagine the person listening to this is just.
Divers Alert Network is what you mean when you say Dan.
No, they're listening right now. It's like, man, Greg is really jet lagged. that's what my guess is. That's what I'm going to go with. But we're going to clear it up after the break, get on track, get you a little educated, get you in the loop with what's going on with Divers Alert Network next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Scuba Radio.
Will we snorkel?
Daphne, you're making me blush.
Now, did you know about the show? Did you know about our little show called Scuba Radio?
Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
Don't want to hear about no traffic problems and all the headaches of land-based things.
No.
We only care about what's underwater, because we'd all rather be diving. Now you know.
Now you know,
about our show.
So far, it kind of blows.
Now you know about our little show called Scuba Radio. We're talking diving. Here we go.
Here we go, bud.
With the show.
Come on with the show, bud.
Here we go with our little show called Scuba Radio.
You're going to get accidentally shot.
Oh, what a love of God. Somebody get the joy of life.
Disgraceful. Have you anything to say?
Not really. Just that. We're sorry once again. They're pulling out some oldies, but I was going to say goodies, but no, that's not necessarily the case. But you know, Nick and I are reminiscing about our adventures in Fiji. You know, somewhere over the rainbow.
Screw ya!
And talking about the shark dives and all that kind of cool stuff. We're going to talk a lot more about that next week on the big show, by the way, because Scott and Angela and we'll probably sync up with Mermaid Tony and the gang and kind of do a little reminiscing about some of the stuff we did at the Magic Castle, which I mentioned earlier. And we'll give you more details on all that next week on the big show. But we do have our friends from Divers Alert Network in the studio today. And Nick, I know one of the big things we need to get out to everybody is the new hotline, right?
There's new hotline.
Like, well, it's not new, I guess, but it's
definitely improved.
Yeah, new and improved, or just improved.
Absolutely. We really wanted to try to simplify how people reached the Divers Alert Network, make it simple for them. They're in a moment of panic or extremists. They're feeling a little anxious.
Right.
What's a number that we all know? 911.
Yep, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, fairly common. We figured we'd try to make it pretty simple for people. So the same prefix, 684-9111.
Aha. Okay, so 684-9111.
That's it. And that is available 24/7. That's our emergency hotline. If you want to just reach the office or talk to somebody in a non-emergency situation, the number is the same. It's area code 919-684-2948.
All right, but the hotline is, once again, one more time.
684-9111.
Area code?
919. You can call it collect.
All right, there you go. So just one number gets you to everything you need. Now,
that's it.
Simplified that emergency plan as a diver. Make sure you make a note of it. You need stickers, luggage tags, whatever. Divers Alert Network has them covered with that new number on them. Just contact Divers Alert Network at diversalertnetwork.org. And they will hook you up. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. More with Divers Alert Network coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.